keep running up and down. For example, I want to be promoted in my place of work. It's great for you to be promoted, but how diligent are you at work? If you are not diligent, who wants to promote someone who is lazy at work? Nobody does. But after this spirit of diligence come upon you today, supernatural promotion, speedy accomplishment will become the order of the day in your life. Say with me, I receive it. There are many families today who are filled with challenges and horrors and heartaches for lack of diligent dads and moms. They're careless, they are slack over the affairs of their homes. And so things go wayward and the enemy comes in and finds his way. But I've got good news for you today. After this spirit of diligence comes upon you, the devil will give up on your family. And as I speak right now, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I have the prompting by the Spirit of the Lord that homes and marriages and families are being restored right now. Every attack of the wicked against the prosperity of your home is hereby cursed. If you receive it, let me hear you shout the louder, amen. Without any doubt, laziness is a robber. And it's a spiritual robber. It's a robber of destiny. After the spirit of diligence comes upon you today, everything that the devil has stolen from you, he shall restore back sevenfold. Everybody knows it. There is no lazy person can ever survive around Bishop Oyedepo. You cannot survive if you don't possess the spirit of diligence. Not in the office, not even at home, not even as a domestic staff. If you are lazy, you will not last around him. How much more those of us who are connected, because we are all members of the same family, how do we expect to survive in this ministry that carries this grace without possessing it? Today, your own portion, double of it, shall be delivered to you. Say with me, today. Say it again, today. My own portion and double of it shall be delivered. Shout aloud, amen, if you believe that. What are the characteristics, therefore, of diligence? One, we must understand that diligence is a choice. Diligence is a choice. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:29, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall not stand before me men. Rather, he will stand before kings. Diligent in his business. So, diligence is a choice. It's not a gift. There's nothing like the gift of diligence. It is a choice. But it's the choice of the triumphant. And I see you triumphing from today in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. The Bible says, if you will hearken diligently. Hearken diligently. You know, the word of God is going on right now. The way you listen also shows your level of diligence. Are you listening diligently or carelessly? Are you focused with rapt attention? Or do you allow your thoughts to travel here and there? If you will hearken, listen diligently, the Bible says God will set you up on high. There is someone here, you have seen promotion in time past because God has blessed you. But after you return from Shiloh 2012, God will surprise you. supernatural promotion will become the order of the day in your life. Say with me, I receive it. From the onset of this ministry, promptness in all services has been the order of the day, for example. That is a choice for diligence. There were times at the onset when there would be 3-4 people in a service, in a prayer meeting. But if the service is set to start at 6 p.m., if it's only one person that is present, the service must start. How many of you have ever noticed that? Amen? And that has become our custom. It has become our trademark all across the nations of the earth. Promptness. Why? The grace, the spirit of diligence at work in this commission manifest all over the place. And that's why God keeps taking this ministry from one level to another. The spirit of diligence is available in the house. You are returning with your own portion today. Number two, diligence is a commandment. God commands us to be diligent. Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. The Bible says to diligently take heed to God's commandment. So we are commanded to be diligent. 2 Corinthians 8:7. We read at the onset just a while ago. We are told to abound in diligence. So diligence is a commandment. And remember 1 John 5:3-4. If you obey God's commandment, he makes you a commander. I see many people return from Shiloh 2012 as commanders in life. Number three, diligence is a seed. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. When you sow the seed of diligence, you reap a harvest of what? Of diligence. It's a seed. When you sow it, you are bound to reap it. 2 Corinthians 9:6 tells us, if you sow sparingly, how are you going to reap? And if you sow bountifully, how are you going to reap? Amen. So it is a seed. How you sow it determines how you reap it. I see this spirit of diligence come to play in every aspect of your life from today like never before. And of course, next we must understand diligence is a spirit. There is the spirit of diligence. There is a spirit called the spirit of diligence. In Mark chapter 1 verse 12, God's word states very clearly that the spirit driveth him. The spirit driveth him. And Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6 tells us, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The spirit of diligence is available. And we see that work in the life of the apostles, Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. Acts 4:33. Diligence is a spirit with great power. Gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Diligence is a spirit, and I see that spirit possess everyone upon this mountain, Shiloh 2012, a double portion of it in the name of Jesus Christ.